Vegas. You're listening to KDKR, Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR's daily programming do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, what to do in an emergency situation involving your automobile. Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Listening to this special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Thank you so much for listening today. You know, I do appreciate it. Tony Joe's in the studio, as he is every Friday, to take your Car Corner questions. That number, if you have a question for Tony Joe, is 1-877-913-5357. 1-877-913-5357. If you have a question for me, I want to invite you to the website, prudentmoney.com, and send a question to the Ask Bob section, and we'll get that taken care of for you. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. 1-877-913-5357. Well, Tony Joe, I've got a head-scratcher question for you, and I don't know that you know the answer to this, and it's probably a very complicated answer.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Here we go.
All right.
Back in March, we hit an all-time high in the price of oil per gallon.
Okay.
The barrel of oil, not gallon.
Okay.
Okay. So it was over $120 per barrel. Now, what happens to the price of oil happens to the price of gasoline. It makes complete sense that it ran in, that hit an all-new high at $4.30-something.
Okay.
This past Monday, we hit a number higher than that, so an all-time high of 436 cents a gallon or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yet, the price of oil, which influences the price of gasoline, mm-hmm. was, or as of today, maybe $1.06. A barrel of oil. Now, you would think common sense would tell you that it would have to be more than $120 per barrel, and it really makes you wonder. Well, what's it going to be when it gets back up over $120 a barrel? I mean, is it going to be
right? Yeah,
you know, $6 a gallon? But that makes no sense to me.
So, at $120 a barrel, we set an all-time high record for the price of a gallon of gas. Now, this week, we set another all-time high record, but crude oil is only $106 a barrel.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, Bob, there's many factors that influence the price of gasoline, and the only thing that I can come up with right off the top of my head is greed. I mean, that's all I can think of.
I like to call it the hidden... So good to have you for a
sidekick. It doesn't make sense. I don't know either, Bob. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, don't confidently answer a question you have no idea about. No, it does make no sense, and it comes down to, I think, whatever the hidden agenda is to get higher gas prices.
Well, I've always considered the fact that we are being steered in the direction of green everything. Green houses, green cars, you know, electric cars. And I don't know if I'm right or not, but it just seems like they're trying to make gasoline high enough to where people will start buying more electric cars. I'm not a fan of them, as you know. I won't get into that because my blood pressure will go up. But I just think that it's a steering issue. I really feel that distribution has a little bit to do with the price of fuel. And I understand that there are COVID work-related problems and maybe getting enough drivers to drive those tankers to deliver the fuel. I mean, I know there's a lot of different factors, but I got a question for you, come to think of it. It's interesting to me that New Jersey is still, you cannot pump your own gas. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm driving by and I see the price of gas at $4.19, which is in Texas, where we're close to the refineries. So the distribution costs are nowhere near what they would be.
Good observation.
Right, up in New Jersey. So, man, I wonder how much gas is. Because, you know, when we were in the gas station business years ago, you had full serve and self serve. And, of course, self serve was cheaper, 3-4 cents cheaper, because you had to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But if it's only full serve in the state of New Jersey, then obviously you've got to pay somebody labor to pump that fuel.
That's funny.
I wonder how much it is up there.
That's funny that you say, that you should say that, because that when my best friends growing up moved to New Jersey and I went up to see him, mm-hmm. and we stopped at a gas station and I got up, I was going to put gas in the car. He said, no, don't do that. Someone will do it for you. And I'm like, oh, Mr. Full Serve. And then now what Mr. Full Serve is the whole state.
His name was Vinny.
Vinny, yeah.
Nah, get back in your car.
Vinny,
I'll take care of it for you.
1-877-913-5357 is the number to call.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know, Bob. Gasoline, I know, is just going to go up and up and up. Well, I don't know that, but I feel, my opinion is, it's going to go up and up and up. So we're not seeing the end of this yet.
Well, I think it comes down to we're like anybody, I think it's human nature to look for a reason. And I think it's gotten so complicated, even with inflation, mm-hmm. you can't go, well, this is causing inflation. No, these 100 things, these smaller things are adding up to one big thing, and it's causing inflation.
You know,
it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. And here's something else that I happen to know, but how much it influences the price, I guess it would have to, and that is there's been 10% ethanol in our fuel for many, many years. Now, the reason it's in there is for a cleaner environment. However, I do happen to know from firsthand experience that fertilizer has doubled at minimum this year.
Yes.
So when you're going to grow corn to provide ethanol to put in the fuel, all the farming that's done, you know, that has to be considered. Here, not only has fertilizer gone up, but look at the price of diesel fuel. A lot of those tractors, you know, they're not gas. Everything's diesel now. So diesel fuel costs have gone up, so the tractors are more expensive to operate. The fertilizer has doubled or tripled. And all these factors, I think you're right. It's so complicated that I don't think you can judge a graph that's congruent anymore to, hey, a barrel of oil goes up this much, gasoline at the pump goes this much. I think it's far more complicated than that now.
It is. I'll give you another little slice of inflation. I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a pool business, and they do all the maintenance on pools, and he said that a barrel of chlorine tablets has gone, and I'm going to be close on these numbers, but from $50 a barrel to $90 a barrel. Chlorine tablets.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's got to charge more to cover the increased cost.
Right.
And that's just a small slice. Or it's another friend of mine who has an import-export business. It would cost him $4,000 a crate to ship from China to the U.S. Today, $28,000. And obviously nothing's shipping.
Right. Well, you know, just one more thing before we move on, and that is you want to talk about inflation factors, because you tell me, hey, if you see inflation in your business, let me know. One thing I will tell you is that 134A refrigerant for air conditioners, which is the common substance used in a lot of air conditioners today, has three times gone up. I mean, three times what it was last year.
And so, it's not even in demand yet.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That there's no telling what it's going to be after one hot summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's going to be possibly 100 next week, so I anticipate that you're going to see a big area of air conditioning repairs, and I want people to be prepared that, you know, the Freon has gone up three times as much as it was from last year at this time. Tripled in price.
And then, since we're about to hit the break, I'll mention one more thing. The increase in property tax values on homes is just outrageous.
Yes.
In a lot of cases.
You
just
know, I knew that was
small slice
right?
of...
Making you struggle financially. Yep. I knew that was... People were so excited about their home values going up, and I knew this was coming. I wasn't excited.
1-877-913-5357. You know, there's certain things that we want to mention throughout the year just to keep in front of you. And it's one thing that happened to my son's school is that they have two or three buses. And last night, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, someone broke in and stole the catalytic converters off of these buses. Now, can you imagine?
And my dad, this is a very popular school in the city of Dallas and Plano and the surrounding area. This is not some little tiny. This is a big school.
And can you imagine how loud those buses are?
Well, I am actively curious now because, you know, people, this is happening more and more, and a lot of people are aware, hopefully. If not, I'm going to make you aware that they're stealing catalytic converters to get the metal, the valuable metals, the rare earth metals inside the converter, and they're selling them for huge amounts of money. But to break into a school where the buses are usually, Bob, I don't know if you know this, usually behind chain link fences at night. I mean, they got them in the lot locked up.
Yeah.
So this is going to add to costs as far as securing vehicles and things like that because, I mean, it's really getting rampant everywhere. It's not just certain parts of the city. It's every place.
Well, doesn't that, though, the economy being what it is, inflation being what it is, and increasing crime.
And, you know, here's another thing. Not to get off the topic. I know you want to talk about it. So after the break, I'll bring up one more thing about that.
1-877-913-5357. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org. At PastorChuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at PastorChuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org.
Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, marriage and money can be a toxic combination. The best way to avoid arguments over money is to practice this principle: show grace unless you are perfect. We all make financial mistakes. Treat your spouse with grace and love versus making them wrong and yourself right. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, the home of the modern day steward movement.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Actually, the special car corner edition of Prudent Money. 1-877-913-5357. Sorry, I was a little distracted as my wife was calling me, as she typically does during the radio show. Okay, so, I need to turn you up too. Hang on there, Tony Joe. Don't take offense to me keeping you turned down there. Okay, so.
Before the break, you reminded me of something so important. I just want to bring it up, and I know it's not on topic about catalytic converters. But the catalytic converter trend, stealing of converters, is an ongoing thing. I hope everybody is aware of this so that we can give you some pointers on how to prevent that, but there's not a whole lot you can do. However, Bob, it reminded me of something that I've heard a lot about. I haven't seen it yet, but since gas goes up and hits record highs, thieves are into stealing, of course, fuel.
Yeah, gasoline.
And what's new today that a lot of people might not realize is that fuel tanks are made of plastic in most cases, composite materials, like much like plastic. They're just drilling a hole or punching a hole with a pick and a hammer and making holes in the tank, draining out the fuel into containers and taking off with it. Now, that leaves you with a problem. A replacement fuel tank now is super expensive. I mean, you know, a gas tank was never cheap, but we didn't ever really replace them much. If you had an accident and you gashed a hole in it, of course, but in most cases you drop the tank to put a fuel pump in, or you have an evap leak at the top of the tank where you got to drop it down, but you don't ever really replace fuel tanks, not as a primary issue. Now you're going to start seeing that. And I'm telling you, some of these tanks are $1,800.
Is that the beginning of a trend?
I think so, because if you poke a hole in somebody's gas tank and they drain all your fuel and you come out in the morning and your tank is empty, your car's not going to start. You're going to have it towed to the shop. They're going to discover that there's a hole in the fuel tank. It's not fixable, and in many cases, you can't fix them. You have to replace them. Mm-hmm. So that's just one more food for thought, one more thing for people to try to be aware of.
Okay, so Chris sends me a message over our messaging platform and says, Gas Buddy website says regular gas is $4.45 per gallon in Camden, New Jersey. $4.45, not bad for self-serve.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say something about that average price, because around
yeah,
places
that's
like
Gas
that.
Gas Buddy website.
Right, but that doesn't contend with the higher price. I mean, that's all the averages, of course, everything added together, and that's about the average price. But in many cases, it can be far higher than that, because I'm betting they're including all the lower-priced fuel stations, some of the what we call slop gas and things like that. But if you go to a better quality fuel center, you're going to find out it's not $4.45 a gallon, it's $4.75 a gallon. I mean, I'm just saying that that's probably the case. It's not average statewide, maybe $4.45 if you average it all together, but I don't think you're going to find $4.45 as popular of a price as you're going to find in reality if you go there.
1-877-913-5357. And as always, Chris, thanks for that information. Thanks for sending that. 1-877-913-5357. So let's talk a little bit about emergency situations that you could avoid. And I don't know about you, Tony Joe. When I see the tire on my car start to even look like it's losing air, I get paranoid and I do something about it. So I'm not one of those who pushes the envelope.
Well,
if you walk out and the tire's flat, that's an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Not an emergency, but if you're driving along the road and you blow out a tire, that could be a big-time emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So what could cause that you could potentially avoid?
Okay. Well, several things I can think of that we need to talk about there. We could consider, when you look at your tires every now and then, knowing how to identify when the tread wear is getting low. Many people look at a tire and they may not know what a bad tire looks like or a worn tire. They may not know what it's like to see a broken belt with the belts fraying and the steel belts coming through the surface of the tire where you can actually see them. That's an indication of a dangerous tire. When you don't know something, you can ask questions, you can look it up online, you can do 100 things that will make you aware of what, you know, what does a good tire look like? I mean, everybody knows what a new tire looks like, but starting to maybe educate yourself a little bit on hey, that tire looks funny to me. What's funny about it? Well, I can't really tell you, but it just doesn't look right. Okay, so there's different tread patterns in tires. There's unidirectional tires. There's all kinds of different steel belted radials. There's a lot that you need to be able to look at. And just overall, looking at a tire is a tire. You know, is the tread deep? Is it starting to get thin? Do I know what wear bars are and how to use them because they're built right into the tire? And then there's other things that you can consider. Does it look low on air? We all know what a flat tire looks like, and we know what a tire looks like when it's fully aired up because that's usually the case. So somewhere in the middle is where the edges of the tire, the sidewalls of the tire, bulge out, gets lower to the ground, the rim gets lower to the ground, and it looks funny. It's low on air. I need to get air in it. Okay, that's pretty simple as well. What's not so simple is to make people aware that sometimes you could be driving your car, everything looks okay on the tires, you did your due diligence, you get in the car, and you're driving along, and all of a sudden you kind of feel like the steering wheel kind of does an oscillation a little bit. It feels funny, like the steering wheel has this like rough spot in it, bump, bump, bump. Okay, that's a pretty good indication that you have a separation going on in one of the front tires because you're feeling it in the steering wheel. It's rather difficult to feel it in the back tires, but the front is very easy to feel. So you go down a flat, straight, smooth road, make sure nobody's in front or behind you, and you go about 7 to 8 miles an hour, you let go of your steering wheel. If the steering wheel oscillates back and forth, I call it, or if it moves from like 11:30 to 1 o'clock, you can see that it's a systematic movement. Every couple of seconds it does this. That's a flat spot or a bubble, either one, on the surface of your tire. And when it goes around and that flat spot or bump hits the road surface, it moves the tire that way, giving you the oscillating direction in the steering wheel. That means you better go to a tire store and have some professional look at it, because if you've got a separated tread, or I mean a separated belt, or some kind of malfunction in the belts of the tire, that can blow out, Bob. That's what you're talking about. It gets scary, because if anybody that has experienced, including me, and I've done it, 65 miles an hour or faster, and you have a blowout, you really want to hope it's in the front of the car, because most cars have power steering. It's scary, and you need to get over to the side of the road calmly but effectively. You need to make room. Hopefully somebody will let you in. Get over to the side of the road. Get off the road. Slow down. Because it can be kind of scary, and you don't want to go any farther than you have to. Why? Because some of these rims today are $700, $800, $1,000, $1,100, even more, just for the rim. So you want to try not to really go too far when you have a blowout. You just want to safely get the car to a stop. Now you're on the highway, sitting on the side of the road. You don't want to go because Tony says, don't drive it on that rim, you're going to ruin it, and it's going to cost a lot of money. What do you do? There's a whole bunch of things here that can complicate your life really quick.
Yeah, and just think about the stress and the shock, first of all, of hearing a loud noise.
Well, in my experience from the blowouts I've had in my lifetime, and I've had several, I've never heard a noise. But you know it when it happens because you automatically feel it in the vehicle. And I wanted to point out something, that if you have a blowout in the front wheel, with power steering, with the advent of power steering on most cars today, it's a pretty good, not good, I don't mean that in any way. I mean, it's a little bit safer to have a front blowout at high speed so that you can control the vehicle and get it off the highway. You have one in the back, and it's like driving a boat in the lake. I mean, it's hard. It's not impossible, but it's a little hairier to try to slow down and get over to the side of the road. That thing will wash out behind you because it's got obviously only three good tires and you're trying to get over to the side of the road. But, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it is possible to handle things like that, and a lot of people have blowouts. A lot of people are able to control the car and get it off the side of the road. But like talking about the oscillating steering wheel, Bob, that little tip right there, you know, if you see that kind of thing going on, maybe you ought to go get it taken care of right now, because it's a pretty good indicator that you've got a problem with one of your tires, and you better take care of that before you end up in this situation.
Well, we'll continue this discussion next week and talk about, okay, so once you get to the side of the road, what mistakes are made at that point that could be critical mistakes.
Good.
And we'll talk about that next week. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.